Hello, welcome back to the student body with Katie and Tilly. We're back and not better than ever, but we're definitely back.
We're back and we are adequate, I'd say.
We're surviving. Are we thriving? Is yet to be decided, but we are here. If you followed us throughout our third year at the University of Birmingham, we hosted a radio show at Burn FM called The Student Body. And obviously, in the middle of March, our show, sadly, we never got to do our last show. So we thought we'd come back and do it all over again. We have purchased these ridiculous, Katie, how ridiculous are these mics?
They're ridiculous, yet I feel like they fit in perfect. Like, I feel like if we were going to purchase mics, they were going to have to be ridiculous. And these really fit in with our narrative that we have told so far. I don't know how to describe their
ridiculousness. They're like on a little platform, aren't they?
Yeah.
With these triangular red LED lights and this huge button that looks like a button, you know, like a press to end the world kind of button.
Yeah, it's not like a discreet one. It's like the whole button takes up the mic, basically.
It's ridiculous. On the same vein, because these mics are so ridiculous, we should add that we are not techie at all.
No.
If there's any sound problems, then we apologise. It took us way too long to work out how to use these.
Yeah.
It comes with like the most vague instruction book. And it's hilarious because these literally are made for 14-year-old boys and it took us way too long to work out how to use them.
We're currently filming this, or recording this even, on via Zoom because we are not from the same place and we are, you know, COVID has got in the way, but it will not beat us. And here we are recording our student body last episode, I guess. Nah. I don't know.
It's the beginning of something new. Instead of the student body, we're now the panic body, I think we were discussing earlier.
Yeah.
We're just in a state of post-study panic.
Yeah. Unemployment here. I come. But that is not what we're going to discuss today. Today we are going to talk about some of the highlights on our radio show, and then we are going to bring in some of our key features. So on our radio show, we talked about things we love to see and what's going on in Brum.
First.
Yes.
I missed it.
We're slightly offbeat. It's never missed, but it's never...
Never sounds smooth.
No.
Anytime I've done it never sounds smooth.
So those were our two segments. So things we'd love to see, we would each week talk about some of our highlights from the week and things that we enjoyed. One example would be TikTok, for example, which is what we talked about quite a lot. And what's going on in Brum.
Fess.
Thank you.
It's still not great. It's still not great. But we work with it.
We talked about our university confession page, which was called Brumfest, and we analysed some of the anonymous confessions on there. And we've decided not to approach Brumfest at this time because it is quite...
It's become a lawless place.
It's turbulent, yeah. And it's just full of weird things, so we're not going to go anywhere near there, but we're going to talk about some of the things that we missed from Birmingham instead. So stay tuned.
So we said earlier that we have a segment on the radio called What's Going On in Brum.
First.
Oh my gosh, we did it the wrong way around. I just realized. I think I've ever done that bit. Oh my, I feel weird. This is the new normal, I guess. Anyway, I've gone off track. We normally do a thing called What's Going On in Brumfest, but we have decided that Brumfest has, I think it was on the verge for a long time of going slightly off kilter, but it's now
taken
fully
a turn
gone.
For the worst, honestly.
Mm. It's just a crazy place.
Yeah.
And we don't feel like we have, I don't know if I have the capacity to delve into months worth of Brumfests.
Not today. So
we thought we'd discuss a little bit like things that we miss, like maybe like our own little Brumfessions, but like things that we miss about Brum. So Katie, I think I'll ask you first, what are you missing about the UOB? experience?
So, as you know, and I know well, we have both been...
Do I know at this point?
Anyway, sorry, we finished our degrees and we had to complete them in the comfort of our own homes. And through doing that, it really made me appreciate and miss the library, because I love the library at Birmingham. It is all fun and games until you enter the fourth floor, which for those of you who don't know, the fourth floor is like the deadly silent bit. But the rest of the library has its own like little like personalities.
I miss it, it's social.
It's sociable, it's fun, you don't get much work done, but you get it done when you need to get it done. That's when you hit the fourth floor. But like, it's just, you need the company of your friends when you're working for like the moral and philosophical support. And exactly. Working in my office, or not my office,
in my home office,
no, it's not like that, under my bed covers, that's my office, it really made me miss the library whilst completing my dissertation. So yeah, that's what I miss about Brum.
What floor were you? Because I was saying to someone the other day, like, I, in the last few weeks of uni, became a third floor gal. Oh my days. I became, you know, someone who was on the third floor, because obviously I submitted my dissertation like a few weeks before lockdown. So I was up there like every day for a good fortnight. And I'm normally like a 2D, what, like, I don't know how you describe 2D to someone who hasn't ventured into the UOB library, but that's like, you know, you're there for a good time, not a long time, you're chilling, your mates
are
there.
For those of you that don't know, so the library is like five floors, and it's got like different zones, like a car park. I don't know how else to explain it. So there's like 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D, and it's like, because it's huge. And just a very quick summary, the ground floor is like serious business. You haven't even got time to go up the lift or climb the stairs to wherever you want to sit. Like, you go in, you sit down, you do your work, no talking, the end. Floor one, might as well just go to the pub. It's literally like the Purge in there. Like, there's no rules.
It's lawless.
Lawless. Like, you can talk to whoever, crack open a cold one with the boys. You can do whatever you want on floor
one. Unsurprisingly, it's also where all the geography books are located. And to me, that's a clear link. The link is obvious there. It's in some secluded section of 1D, I think.
Yeah.
But you could get away with just about anything.
It is very chill. It's like the seating is informal, like you do whatever you want on floor one. And then floor two, there's a specific section called 2D, which is like the social hub of the library. So floor two is very much like you do your classic 9 to 5 shift, or if you're me, like, don't wake up at 9, like the classic 11 till 6 shift. And you kind of just sit down, you know familiar faces around you. You can stop for a chat, but not a long chat. It's not like floor one where you can just talk for days. Like, it's like a hi, how are you, quick catch up.
You can get a suitable amount of food out as well. Like, on the first floor, you know, you could literally cook your dinner at your desk on like a little thermos, you know, like a stand-up.
You could bring in a barbecue
situation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Whereas number two, you know, you can get out your snacks without fear of people getting cross with you. Like, I've had a little tub of berries out and like a hot drink, and like, that's okay. That's all right on floor two.
Yeah. But it's when you get to floor three is where it gets more serious. Apart from the ground floor, it gets more serious when you go up. So like floor three, it's a high wave smile, but you don't approach said person because you know they're on floor three for a reason. It's where a lot of the final years sit when they've got a deadline in a week and they have not completed it. It's very much serious business.
Yeah.
And then when you get to floor four, that is like, I've only been there once, and that is when it got really desperate. Like, it is dead silent up there. There's only like 20 seats. Like, there's no one there. It's emergency situations only.
I've never been on the fourth floor.
I hope that you never need to.
I keep thinking, would I have ended up there if I, with my final exams.
Who knows? But honestly, if you're up there, you, my thoughts and prayers are with you. That is all I have to say.
Oh, I miss it. What a building. The cafe as well.
Yeah, the cafe and the freshly baked goods as well. What a time to be alive.
It really was. Yeah. Did you, were you still there? I don't know if you'd left before the library started selling off their freshly baked goods for like 10p at a time.
No.
Sort of like, it was definitely end of the world vibes. Like they had like huge like crates, I think, I didn't go, of like their brownies, Rocky Rose, everything, and they were like selling it off for free and stuff.
I'm so sad that I missed that. What else did you, what else do you miss about Brum? Give me a Brum fashion. What do you miss? What was your guilty pleasure?
You know what I didn't realise I would miss? And like I suddenly miss it. And I never thought I'd say this. And I think you might disagree with me. But the other Friday night I was thinking, I miss a Serco.
You know, those of you that don't know, Serco is like the local bar for students. The drama that...
It is non-stop drama. But I was thinking, like, imagine... I think because I was thinking of that one night where me and you went to the Goose and then we met other people and then, you know, it turned into a bit of a night.
Yeah.
I miss that. I want a bit of a night. My family, I don't think, are providing me with enough gossip and drama that Serco, the little smoking area, does.
Yeah.
How would you describe it? It's like you go in and it looks kind of like a beach. Like a beach.
It's got like fairy lights and like a little barbecue at the side.
And like it's a beach shack at the end of the garden.
And like random heaters that you have on the beach when it's like a cold windy night by the sea, and they have like the heaters. Do you know what I mean?
You've not had a true Serco unless you've stood with a friend, and preferably both of you are quite drunk and you're fiddling around with the heater
because it's so cold. It's like a December night before the end of term and you've got looming deadlines, and you're trying to wish it away by getting a bit drunk at Serco. It is honestly like every single time I go there is drama and more dramatic. It's Rhea.
And I thought I would miss a fab more. But I just, there's something about a Serco. I think it's like the informality of it. Like you just go up to that top bit in your jeans and Joe Jackson's there.
Jeans
as
and a
ever.
Nice top.
Yeah, exactly.
For those that
sometimes
don't know.
Sometimes it wasn't even a nice top. It was literally just a like jumper. I'm wearing this like baggy old sweatshirt now. I just roll in.
Fab was the student night at our uni, and it just... It wasn't as messy. Serco was messier, I feel like. Because also, Fab is bigger. Like, Serco, you're all compacted into one area. And it was just hideous because there was only one toilet. Yeah, the photographer, the toilets as well, remember? Like, there was literally one toilet and the queues. Oh, my God. If you think queuing for Sainsbury's in COVID-19 pandemic is bad... Get yourself down to the Serco toilets. They really needed to build a new toilet.
Hopefully they will take this time in the next few months to update the female toilet situation, because it was horrific.
We don't know when it will next be open, but hopefully it will be open for you soon.
But I miss her. Right. So we thought we'd start off by discussing some of our like favourite memories on the radio, because we never got to do that like summary show where we discussed it. We didn't even get that in first semester because
I went on a ski trip.
But now we're here, so let's dive into it. Katie, what was your funniest? I've got so many little ones.
Yeah.
But what was your funniest memory on when we did the radio?
It's usually when something goes wrong that is where it's really funny. We had, so how the radio worked was that it had a sort of like computer system, and you can like, there's like loads and loads of songs to choose from. And some people, like they put songs on there and they didn't make sure that they were radio edits. So they're not meant to be like explicit and have like swear words in them.
Yeah, the key thing is we were not allowed to swear.
Yeah, no swearing.
That's the key part.
Yeah, and unfortunately we'd queued up some songs and we didn't realise like one of the songs hadn't been checked and it had loads of swear words in it, but like a bit, like it was just it was like if one was in there, it was like, okay, fine, but it just kept
it was like bombing. A repetitive
it was a rap, and it was literally just one after the other, like constantly. So we played the song, and this was the one day as well, I just want to add, where my whole fat so my family didn't I had like my mum, like my family were usually like working, but I think this was like during like a half term, so my family decided to listen to it, and my grandparents were around that day as well, so the whole extended shebang were like, okay, let's put Katie on the radio, and this song's playing, and like we're listening to it in our studio, and there was one, and we were like, oh no, and then it just kept going and going, so I was okay, we need to do something. So I decided
it was the confidence, can I say, with Katie made with this decision. Carry on, Karen, but the confidence you did it is something.
I was like, okay, I know how I'm gonna sort this out. So every time the swear word came on, I would turn the volume right down. Except it was such a near miss that each time I turned it down and turned it back up, it would be like exactly off, like not aligned with it. I'd turn it down like, in anticipation for the swear word. But what would happen is I turn it down, the song, it would go silent, and I turn it back up, and you would just hear the swear word. I'm so used to not swearing. Yeah, I was isolating the swear word. I turn it right down,
funny.
And turn it back up, and it would be like, fuck, really loudly, because like it would be silent before. I don't know if I've explained that properly.
It would be like da 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 da. Fuck. And it was like so clear, and me and Katie were like staring at each other in horror. We were like, oh my days.
But I kept like doing it as well, because I was like, okay, I'll get it next time. And it just became this game where I'd like try and hit it, and I was like, and the people that manage the studio listened to it next door, and we were just like, oh my god. And then we just had to end the song, like just turn it off, be like, right, sorry guys.
But yeah. I think, what song was it? I think it was Lorcana.
Yeah,
and it was so funny, because obviously his voice as well is like kind of soothing, so like you really made it sound,
it was very articulate,
more aggressive,
it was slow,
than it was.
Yeah. And like I just remember on my WhatsApp family chat, like it just come up like, Katie, what is happening? The grandparents are not happy. I'm like, fantastic.
We have some, to be fair, I think with like both our both sets of our parents, like rocky supporters.
Yeah, for sure.
At one point my granddad was emailing me during the radio show, like requesting songs, and I was
so
like,
cute.
This isn't an all request show, but I'll do it for you. But
I love how it was over
email. To thank to our families, to be fair. I think at one point my dad was our only listener in like the first few shows.
I remember when there were times where we'd forget a word, or like try to like convey something and like forget the word, and you just hear Tilly's phone ping, and it was her dad being like, I think you mean this.
And when they finally met each other like 2 months after the radio show started, it's my 21st, we'll go on to birthdays in a minute, but I remember Katie and my dad meeting, and I think dad, does he persuade you to buy a set of DJ decks?
Oh, absolutely.
He was like, Katie, have a career in this.
I really should have bought those DJ decks, but
imagine
we'll get on to bank accounts and COVID-19 later on in the show. But yeah, one of the other shows which you alluded to earlier, which I think is both of our favourites, it was the birthday show.
Oh, it was so funny. We had this great idea. I went to Kate, I was like, I've got this idea. She was like, fantastic. We were like, what we'll do is we'll post on Fab and Fresh. We'll be like, does anyone want to come on our radio show? It's our 21st birthday. If your birthday's in this week, come on our radio show. We'll like ask you some questions. You can have a song, whatever. And like quite a few people messaged us, and we thought we had a show coming up. And then by the time it got to the time we were going to do it, we had no one. It was just the two of us at this birthday party we'd created with no guests.
Yeah.
And it was so funny, and it was such a good show.
It was literally just me and Tilly, like, because every single week we'd had a guest as well, and it was because me and Tilly's, like, our birthdays are on that week, and we really planned to have this like joint birthday show.
It was my actual birthday, wasn't it, as well?
That's what makes it even funnier. We had this whole like birthday party planned, and no one showed up, and it was just me and Tilly in this really small radio studio just talking about how much we hate our birthdays and how depressing turning 21 is. And it was actually quite fun. Like, me and Tilly really
big like philosophical dive, didn't
we? Yeah, because we really bond over how much we dislike birthdays, and then it turned into like a fun 2 hours of us just
doing what we do. I don't even know how to chatting shit, but it was all because me and Katie, I think, well, we both like came out like our friendship was properly cemented on our 19th birthdays, wasn't it? Like, it was absolutely such a defining time. Yeah. So like, I feel like birthdays are special to us in that sense. Like, we really overanalyze it.
Yeah, cause... for sure. Oh, what do we do on our birthdays? I hate all the attention, but our... It's like, what is it? Our, like, Scorpio... Because me and Tilly have the same astrology, like, map, basically. And it's literally, like, it's so weird. And it's like, our, like, Scorpios are, like... Our outer Scorpios are, like... We hate the attention, but like my inner Leo, I think it's my Leo sun or my Leo moon, yeah, is like absolutely loves the attention. Yeah.
It's so, yeah, we literally both sat there like, oh, we just hate it. And then the day came, we were like, eh? Well, Katie, you have
a surprise party. Why is there no one here?
And then Katie walked into the room of her surprise party, took one look around the room, like kind of screamed, and then just ran out again.
I bolted it out upstairs. But then I was like, in my head, I was like, yay. Love the attention, but also this is disgusting. My inner fight or flight just took me straight out of that situation.
Oh, one of my favorite videos I have on my phone actually is one of you, and I'm videoing you, and you're like smiling at me, you're like, oh, it's my birthday, and then someone in the background goes, Katie's gonna make a speech, and then I know we're on radio, but Katie's entire face turns to the person who says it, and she opens her eyes and she looks down to the floor and she goes, oh my god. And it's like the perfect example of like you're enjoying yourself, but then someone like brings back the limelight and you're like, absolutely not. Like, you're like, I'm not having this. It's so funny.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how we celebrated our birthdays on radio. So yeah, that was also a bit of a fail, but also one that turned into a good time for both of us, I think.
I think one thing that was good about the show is that when difficult situations arise, like the swearing or the birthday, like we were able to overcome it. So like obviously, like there are a few shows that like each we missed, where one of us couldn't be there. And I remember there was the one at Christmas where I rang you on the Bromsky bus, and that was so funny because you were like,
I was on my way to you France. On the bus. Yeah, that was good.
And then in March I had tonsillitis and I rang you and I was like, hi over the phone, but we've always gotten through
and here we are doing our podcast live from our different homes on our lovely
mics.
Yeah, over Zoom. So yeah, that was our radio experience of the student body. And just before we wrap up this little segment, what do you think about our name? Because obviously you're still going to be a student, but I'm now going to be an unemployed graduate. So we were thinking the panic body, as we said earlier. We used to call ourselves extracurricular friends when we were on air as well, because we used to run the art society, which was good fun.
Extracurricular friends,
yeah.
More, I think I really flick between it's like an awful name and it's the best name ever, and I can't decide where I'm gonna settle. I'm like,
it's like our birthdays, it's like it's the worst thing ever but also the best thing ever.
Exactly. I feel like we definitely should keep it going.
Yeah, for sure.
If that's, and now we've got these silly mics,
it's all part of our brand, isn't it? Okay, so one of the other segments on our show, aside from what's going on in Brum.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was good.
Yeah, that was better. It was better than my one. Mine was quite delayed as well. I think one of the other segments on our show was talking about things we love to see. So I found that Corona has not really made much of a difference in the rate that my bank account was going in terms of spending copious amounts of money. So,
oh my gosh.
Tilly, fire away. What has COVID-19 see you buying so far?
I think the first thing is these bloody microphones, which every time I look at, I just laugh. They're hilarious. We're going to have to attach a photo somewhere.
Yeah.
I'd say my most ridiculous purchase was the other day when I finished my degree on the 27th of April. And like literally about 5 days ago, I was like, I really am starting to get into a rut. I'm like, I'm stagnant. Do you get this feeling like you're stagnating? I keep saying this and everyone keeps laughing at me, but I do feel like I started to feel a bit stagnant. I guess you finished quite a while after me. So
stagnating's maybe like my favourite word. I love it.
Isn't it good? Stagnating. And I was like, I'm stagnating. So it's time for me to take up clay. So I bought like 40 quid's worth of clay, like a clay making set from Instagram ads. I'm literally the worst. I'm such
no,
a
Tilly, not Instagram ads.
From Instagram ads. I fed
I
the
got
algorithm.
Scammed by one of those.
Did you?
Yeah. During the lockdown. That's a whole other story. I'll get
Is
it out
it?
In a minute.
Oh my God,
yeah.
You have to tell me in a minute. So I like ordered like this clay set from them. Now I'm worrying because I haven't received it yet.
Tilly,
oh my gosh. What if I've been scammed?
You're not the only one then.
I was gonna make like little clay trinkets, and I thought, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be really cute if I got like a leather embossing set of letters that I'd like press into the clay, kind of like cookie cutters.
Yeah.
But now what if I've been scammed into buying like 40 quid's worth of clay? Well, tell me your story. I really want to hear this.
So something that we don't love to see is Katie getting scammed by Instagram ads, which I really hope is not what's going to happen to you. But I saw this ad. It was like I don't know how to explain it. It was like, do this like mini online course in marketing, and I was like, I want nothing better to do. This was actually quite a while ago, so this was whilst I was doing my dissertation still, so I was procrastinating. Oh, wow. As far as signing up for online courses, and it was like 3 weeks free, and then it's like £100 or something, so I was like, yeah, okay, I'll just quit after like 3 weeks or something, and then, or if it's actually decent, I might as well just get another qualification, why not? And then I signed up for it. You know where this is going. And I put in my details and everything, and I like do this course, and it is like, I'm like, this is just not, this is such a scam. Like,
did they get you to put in your card details?
Yeah, and it was like, we're getting you to do this because we, I don't know, just for, because they always do that. They like, always get you to put card details in for a free
they
trial. You just,
they didn't get you to put in your what's it, the 3-digit number, did they?
No, I never, I'm not. Oh no. Oh no, no, it's all sorted now. Like I've oh my God. So I basically like emailed saying, so basically I wanted to quit after day one. I was like, this isn't for me. So it was like, click here to quit. So I clicked here, and then they kept being like, are you sure? And I was like, yes, are you sure? Like, I'm not even joking. There was like 15 follow-up questions after do you want to quit. It was like, but we really want to help you during this period of crisis. And I was just like, I want to quit. And then after pressing like that button 15 times, I'm not even exaggerating here, they were like, you need to ring this number. So I ring the number, and it was like an automated bot. It was like, hello, if you would like to quit, press 3. And it was like, are you sure? We really want to help you during this time. And it was like, press 3, press 3. Like, it was literally like, kept going. I was literally sat with this table for like half an hour, like trying to quit. Just made me think of that Friends episode where Chandler wants to quit the gym, and he's like, I want to quit the gym. And I was literally just sitting there like, please let me quit. And then as the last time she said, do you want to quit, and I pressed yeah, my phone pinged, and £100 came out of my bloody bank account. I was like, I've been scammed. No! So hard. I feel like the biggest mug. This was like a month ago. I was, and I, this was at a point where my diss wasn't going well. I was tired and just sad, and I was, this is not what I need right now. So I get scammed, long story short, this has gone on for way too long, this story, but I get scammed, and then
the money back.
Yeah, I got a refund, like with no follow-up emails. Like, I completely bossed that, but also what?
Oh my God, that's disaster. Too much.
I bossed it in the sense of like managed to get unscammed, but I still got scammed. It was so
that
sad.
Is a thing we love to see. It's a classic, yeah, example of something's gone very wrong, but you've made it go
it made me
more
feel
right.
Very empowered after it. It was
did
really,
it did it
yeah.
give you a little boost that you needed?
Yeah, I felt like a
that's so funny. Oh my god. Well, I'm going to keep you updated on Claygate because
honestly, if Claygate... I've also been scammed by another Instagram ad in the past. I saw a cute jumper and I was like, I'll take a cute jumper. Oh my god. What am I?
I saw this, like, gal.
I saw this, like, vaguely nice jumper on one of my Instagram ads and I was like, yeah, I'll take that. Put in my car details. It never showed up. So I'm really sorry if the clay... If the clay doesn't go well for you, Tilly, I will... do the back and forth.
But the only thing is they have like quite an active Instagram account. And like unless it's all a lie, that would be so elaborate to upload to your Instagram story every day.
Well, I'm not being funny. This company that scammed me, it had 5-star reviews on Trustpilot. So don't think that I didn't check the reviews. It was all legit until I actually realized that was all a scam as well.
Oh my god, I'm crying. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. If it was to be two people who'd be scammed, it literally would be us though.
Yeah. So things we love to see is me being unscammed, but and so far the clay is looking positive if the Instagram account looks active, but honestly just hit me up. Yeah.
What else have you been up to? What else do you love to see before we go off into a long spiral?
Well, so I've never been one for self-care. Obviously, like in a basic necessity hygienic way. I do shower every day.
I've never been one to wash.
So anyway, I'm talking about like luxurious self-care per se. So like,
yeah,
I decided to buy these like, oh my god, it's so classic me. I bought these gold under eye masks, little squidgy ones. I don't know how to explain it. Like the ones
I know what they look like. Yeah,
you put them under your eyes and like they make your skin all nice. And because I was like getting, I could just feel my eyes like over time getting more and more like tired. I know that sounds really dark, but like I could feel like,
yeah, like the,
like I just, oh, it's just, I don't know, like from looking at screens and stuff. So I bought these like eye masks, but 25 came in the post. I literally ordered one. So that was like a stroke of luck, but also classic me for.
But now you had 24, so I guess it's actually worked out to be quite reasonable.
Yeah, so I was like putting them on yesterday. It actually works quite nicely. I did one yesterday afternoon, then one before I went to bed, and then one this morning. And then I also bought this like, oh, I don't know how to explain it. I just found some like this like weird foot scrub on Amazon, and it's like rose gold, and it's like a foot file. Like to get rid of dead skin. That sounds really gross.
I'm so obsessed with this.
But like, it's like really cool. It's like rose gold and it comes on a stand and it just sits on the side of my room, like not looking like a foot scrub. Like it looks like some weird, looks like a trophy in a weird way. Like I don't know how else to describe it. Like it's on a stand, but I don't know who came up with the idea of a rose gold foot scrub on a stand, but I have one of those now and it's pretty cool. I quite enjoy it. So that's my self-care via Amazon during lockdown thing. So we love to see that. But yeah, that's
We've made like a good amount of random purchasing, to be fair.
Yeah. No,
100%. I don't know what it says about us, but I feel glad that we've done that.
Yeah. What have you ordered apart from clay?
I ordered a pile of books actually from Waterstones.
Oh, go on.
I was trying to do them with the independent bookstores, but it all like, it was just, I had like, you know, long story very short, I ordered them off Waterstones and they're really good. I was working my way through it. The most random one out of those was this book I got on Paris, and it was like an epic novel, and I was like, fantastic, this is what I need, like a good, you know, like French love story that will take me through. And it arrived and it's 1,000 pages long, and I was like,
it'll keep me busy, why not?
Are you serious? And I'm actually near the end of it, but I just keep thinking that like, I would never ever, like if I'd have just been making like that kind of purchase like in normal circumstances, I would have like never gotten through it.
Yeah,
and now
exactly.
I literally, just because I've got no degree, I want to like stay at home, like I'm just sat out every day just reading.
Yeah, go
like,
on
half an hour at a time.
I've been doing a bit of reading, no, it's good. Like, I've read as well, but I'm worse than you because I don't even go as far as Waterstones. I literally get it digitally off Apple Books because I'm way too lazy to wait.
To be fair,
I don't even wait for the post. I just, and I know me, like I'll mess up the order like I do with all my other orders. So I pre-ordered a book by Florence Given. I can't remember what the I think it's called Women Don't Owe You Pretty. But yeah, I pre-ordered that. I should probably do some.
To that.
Yeah, have you ordered it as well?
I have, I think. I can't remember on what, so that's going to be a fun surprise when that comes up.
Mine's on Apple Books. God's sake, I like physical copies of books, but like, I just.
It's the way, isn't it? I love post.
The thing is, I should probably order it all physically, but I just, because I'm so bored, I just can't wait for the book to come, so I just get it on Apple Books. I'm like, that's how impatient I've become as well since the lockdown. I feel like that's something we don't love to see, is my impatience. But nevertheless, reading, that's become a new thing for me. I read a bit before the lockdown, but I feel like doing a degree takes the fun out of reading.
Yeah, it has been nice. Yeah. I think for me, the post and like everything is like, I have something to look forward to, which is why I'm like, though, do you know what I did? Speaking of post the other day, I sent a big clothes order to Birmingham.
Oh no.
Of my home. I know, it was awful. I had to like dash up to Birmingham and like intercept it. And like, this was after like they said you can drive wherever you want. It was like a few days ago. Yeah. But I was just like, oh my gosh, that is too much. I spent too much money. I've gone too far. And that was like an awakening moment. I was like sat in Birmingham waiting for this parcel. And I was like, I need to stop.
I haven't ordered that many clothes, you know, because I feel like doing that would just makes me sad, because I'm like, well, realistically, when am I going to wear the clothes? Like, I don't, because I wear tracksuit bottoms every day. I feel like that's something I should probably do. I should get on the clothes ordering. Might make me feel.
That's one thing I did, and I would suggest to people, is I went through my wardrobe, because I realised that most of my clothes I owned, actually I've been wearing since sixth form. And I was like, I am a full on, ow, I hit my hand on the table. I'm a full on adult now. Like, I do not need to be wearing clothes that I wore when I was 16. It's not making me happy. It's not productive. These can go to charity when the charity shops reopen. It's time.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm pleased with myself.
Go on, girl. Yeah, that's something we love to see, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, have you been watching copious amounts of TV like I have?
You know what? I actually haven't. Obviously, I've got normal people hype. Have you?
I didn't. Absolutely not. No way.
No, that's fair. I can see why you wouldn't. But I got on the normal people hype. Greatly enjoyed. I've been a few like Netflix ones. I've been obsessed with Netflix Party.
That's so pushy.
I love Netflix Party.
I've never used it.
Oh my gosh. Come Netflix Party with me. It's like you watch a film and there's like a chat bar on the side, so you can like give your comments on the film you're watching.
Oh my god, yay, could we do that?
Yeah, we can.
Oh my gosh, yay. I've never done a Netflix party. It's so exciting.
It's so fun. Yeah. It's so fun. I really, but obviously like your only choice is Netflix films.
Yeah. There's loads of fun things on Netflix. I've watched so much TV. I've been watching Schitt's Creek, but I'm not sure how I feel about it. Like, it's funny, but like, I really like watching like thrillers, like to keep me on my toes. Like, I've literally watched so much Sherlock. Like, I've rewatched that.
Really?
Love it. And I love a good like nitty gritty. Like, me and my dad have been rewatching Line of Duty, my favorite TV program of all time, and have you been watching Killing Eve as well?
No. Oh, see, when we get together, but like, I don't know why I haven't been watching TV. I don't know what else I could be doing.
You've been making Dolly Parton eggs.
That is true.
Let everyone know about that.
Yeah, I made a hard-boiled egg that looked like Dolly Parton around Easter time. And I like did paper mache boobs on this egg cup and like stuck false eyelashes on her and like felted hair on. It was a whole thing. It took me all day and I had such a bad headache by the end of it. Like, I felt physically sick. So I spent this like whole time like hunched over this egg, just like delicately drawing on it. It was ridiculous. I looked insane. Like,
to be fair though, like, I haven't done much arts and crafts, but I've been making like on my laptop like Instagram filters. I made one that's on Instagram. It's like on I've kind of like got like a face template and put it on my iPad and then drawn on it, and then on the Spark program you can like make augmented reality things. Don't know how to explain it. Put the mask on the computer and stuff, and then make it fit the face, and then I sent it off to Instagram, and then you can feel free to use it. It's on my link to my art page.
That's so clever. That's so clever. How long did it take for Instagram to respond to you?
Literally like less than a day. It said on there like 4 to 10 days, but it took like a couple of hours. I literally made it in the morning and then went out with a friend for the socially distance, may I say, like, yeah. Mm.
And I went to a party.
I went to a house party. No, I wish, no. And then I came home and it was done that evening. So I just gave it a little plug. It's on my art Instagram.
What's the link?
It's called Blue Masquerade. If you type that into the like the filter search bar.
Did you name it?
Yeah.
Oh, go on. That's so exciting.
Me. Thank you.
I feel like we're doing better than either of us would have expected.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Obviously, there's been ups and downs, but I feel like we've continued to do the things that we love for the most part in the lockdown as well.
Which is absolute nonsense from start to
exactly.
finish.
Yeah, exactly. And doing this podcast.
Definitely. I think we should, let's do it again, I think.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. I think we should do like a, we could ask other people what they think, but we should do like, read a book and then come back and discuss it, sort of vibe.
Yeah, should you like a book club?
Yeah,
If you've got to this point and you've been listening to us, please message us on
at the underscore student body. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and we should also do a when we do our Netflix party, we could do like a review as well on the podcast. Yeah. We'll post where you can find this podcast on our Instagram page. But I've quite enjoyed talking through this little mic in front of me over
I'm
Zoom.
Obsessed with this mic. I'm gonna use it from now on for everything.
Yeah.
I'm like tempted to do pointless purchases 2.0. What? Pointless purchases. You know.
Oh,
I'm
gonna
get a
USB
converter. Pointless purchases.
Yeah.
I know, it's so hard to say, but I want a USB converter so I can walk around with like my phone and the mic attached to it.
You know those things where you can plug it into your phone and it's like a big light which like people do like selfies with, like a selfie light. Get one of those and get the mic and you can just you feel like you're on the BBC News or something, like some.
Isn't it? We could do vlogs. Oh my god, stop. Right, I think should we
wrap up here?
Let's wrap it up. Thank you very much for listening to our adventures into podcasting. Like we've said before, you can find us at @_studentbody on Instagram. We will let you know where this podcast goes.
Yeah, we'll be back very soon, I think. And thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to us on the radio as well.
Yeah, thank you to Burn FM.
Thank
for
you.
Having us.
Thanks to my parents.
And now I have a list of people I want to thank.
Thank you, most importantly, to whoever manufactured this microphone, because I'm still obsessed with it. It's just great.
With the homemade information leaflet that I'm basically obsessed with.